Some school districts in the U.S. are not letting unvaccinated students into their classroom, where infectious disease cases have been confirmed as the spread of measles accelerates in some states. Some pediatricians also are turning away unvaccinated kids. More from Tonell Hobbs, education reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Tonell, what have you noticed?
I've noticed with recent measles outbreaks, especially in the New York area, school districts had just begun imploring parents, please get your children vaccinated. And recently, a few of those districts have kicked out unvaccinated students once there's a confirmed case of the disease. That's mostly happening with measles, but also I've noticed on a lesser scale with chickenpox.
Mm. So some of the pushback here is from parents who say, listen, the government can't tell me what to do. If I don't want to get my child vaccinated, I don't have to. And the schools in response are basically saying, that's fine, but you can't come until a certain period has subsided or you choose to get the kid vaccinated.
Right. I mean, there has been this anti-vaccine movement, and it is growing. And, you know, that's the fear by the health professionals is that these childhood diseases, once declared eliminated in the U.S., or drastically reduced, are making a comeback. There's people that are against the vaccines. You know, they have health concerns about them. Or, you know, there's religious beliefs. And there's also, you know, they believe it's their freedom of choice to not get these vaccines.
Yeah. So where are things happening? I think you referenced in your story Michigan, Kentucky. What's going on here?
Yeah, and those are the areas that I just had really noticed that the school districts are really clamping down. And a lot of it is driven by the health departments in those communities. Those health departments make strong recommendations to the school districts. Like, you know, if you have a confirmed case, you really need to take all of those unvaccinated children out of there for 21 days because they feel that in that time frame, if you have them or you've come in contact, that the disease will show itself. So there are some school districts in those areas that are especially listening to those health departments that are making strong recommendations.
All right. So the schools, if they were to need an excuse, are saying, hey, we're following guidelines of the health department here, right?
Right. Exactly. And, the health departments are making strong recommendations. I don't know if the school has to necessarily do it, but they are deferring to the health departments.
And if they're not allowing a child to come in to school if they're not vaccinated, how does that work? There's a specified period of time the child may not come to school?
Yes, it's typically what I've seen, it's 21 days. There's like this incubation period where for 21 days, if you were exposed to it, it would show itself. Now, what some of these school systems are doing, they are, you know, having parents pick work up for kids, or they're trying to do some online stuff so that the child doesn't fall too far behind.
Mm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal education reporter Tonell Hobbs. Her piece is called As Measles Spreads, Schools Turn Away Unvaccinated Students. Are we seeing lawsuits here over this by any chance?
We have seen a few lawsuits. There was one last week that was decided in Kentucky, and that 18-year-old, he lost that case. He was a protestant getting a chickenpox vaccine based on religious beliefs, and the courts didn't rule in his favor on that, but I think he's planning an appeal.
Wow. You've referenced at the tail end of your story a handful of states that are considering legislative options in their capitals. What's going on there?
You know, as we see, you know, more of these outbreaks, especially with measles, you see these legislators, they are putting forth bills, and these bills basically right now, there are states that will allow you to opt out of getting the shots based on religious reasons or philosophical reasons, and also most states allow the medical reasons anyway. But what these bills would do, they would just say for non-medical reasons, you can't opt out.
Thanks, Tonell. Tonell Hobbs, education reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.